Who's ready to fuck? I sure am. I've got a sexy story to help you get down and dirty. It's time to tune in and get off with my hand-picked erotica. I'll be sharing the sexiest stories from real people who just want to make you come. Need an accessory to help you enjoy the experience more? Ladies, perhaps a bullet vibrator is your speed. Gents, a nice stroker to take it to a new level? AdamandEve.com has you covered. They're giving you 50% off almost any single item. They'll ship your new sex toys for free, along with 3 sexy DVDs and a mystery gift. Just enter promo code DIRTY50 at checkout. Enjoy.
God, I have such a crush on you. Day and night, I think only of you. The way you look at me, your eyes, how they wander over my body and hold me. Hold me in your gaze. Your gaze wonders, I can tell. It wonders, who is this woman who can challenge me, who can make me think only of her? Who is she? She can keep me wanting any other. When I think about you, I think of how it would feel to kiss you hungrily, hold back a little until you want to meet my lips fervently, passionately, but I pull back. Then I imagine you'd grab me with your strong arms, staring at me with those eyes, and mash your lips against mine. Taste my tongue with your tongue. Taste my mouth with your mouth. I'd bite your neck. Smell your neck. Let my tongue run down the length of your neck, your ears, your beautiful chest. I've never seen you without a shirt on, but I can imagine how you'd look with your muscles. I wonder if you have hair in your chest or not. You probably wonder what my breasts look like, if I have large nipples or small. I've caught you looking, but only briefly. You probably wish you could look at my breasts, take them in your mouth, lingering on the curve of them, lick my arms, teasing me, giving me goosebumps until you covered my nipples with your mouth, running over the flesh with your tongue until they grew with pleasure, until I was aroused to the point of ecstasy. Until my back arched so that you could take even more of my nipple in your hot mouth, your passionate mouth, until you felt such control over bringing me closer to satisfaction. It's control, isn't it? You want to control me, to please me, so that I want only you, can think about only you. I'd lick your throat, move down your chest to your abdomen, your belly, my tongue slowly lapping up your skin, smelling you, taking you in completely. You'd close your eyes, not believing it was really real, not believing how much you wanted me. And then you'd open those beautiful eyes and it would be real. I would really be there, letting my hair graze your belly, the sides of you, your chest. I'd look up at you with my blue eyes and you'd sink back again, taking it all in. I'd be bare-chested, my breasts high and hard and excited, moving side to side, my pants still on. You'd push me back, kissing my eyelids, my lips, taste my tongue again before going down, down to my belly, where you'd wait with sweet anticipation to undo the button of my jeans. You'd wonder what I'd look like down there, how I'd smell, but you could already imagine. I smell so sweet already. And you're so aroused, so hard, your penis hard within your boxers, inside your pants, aching to feel the air, to spring free, to feel my mouth engulfing you, but not now. Now you look at me, my head against the pillow, my hair spread out, my face with an expression of the deepest pleasure and anticipation and ecstasy. My eyes are closed, but my back is arched, aching for you, only you. You slowly, so slowly, unzip my jeans and see the line of my underwear. They're peach-colored and plain. I hadn't planned on this, which pleases you even more. My hips lift up and help as you ease them off slowly, pulling them over my buttocks, down my thighs, down my calves until they are off and I am cold, exposed, a little embarrassed. I hope you like what you see. You kiss me there, kiss my cotton panties, and I know that you do. My knees are up and you kiss my knees, kiss down my inner thighs, opening them up as you do so. Kiss, lick, kissing, licking until I can't stand it. My hips are writhing, but I sit up. I want to satisfy you. I need to smell you, taste you again. I kiss you hard on the mouth and want to push you back, but you won't let me. You push me back. I push you back. It's a struggle for control, but it's so passionate. I want it to last forever. And finally, I succumb to you. And as we stare at each other, I know you've won. I lie back and you kiss me again inside my inner thigh, so close to my pussy, which is aching, throbbing, so incredibly wet and swollen that I'm embarrassed again, but you want me so badly. The wetness from me seeps out, making a small dark stain on my peach panties, which you kiss. You're so loving and gentle, I can't believe it. It makes me want you more. You so gently kiss me closer and closer to the line of my panties until my back arches and I put my pussy closer to your tongue, your mouth, and you hook a finger underneath the material and pull it back, exposing my nakedness, my gift to you, my womanness, my flower and all its bloom. There's a moment where nothing happens, where you take in the moment and I take it in and we both know there's no turning back and nothing will ever be the same. And you kiss me. You kiss me there in my most private place. You smell me, you touch me, you taste me. You bury your senses inside me. You are pleased, I can tell. You're so into it. And your strong hands grab my hips and pull me into you, and you lick me, lap up my juices, and I'm writhing, I'm bucking, I'm looking down at you with disbelief. I can't believe it's really happening, but it is. And your dick is aching to enter me, enter my mouth, my pussy, anything, but even more than that, you want to please me, and I let you. I let you please me, and I close my eyes again, and I'm fantasizing about you, only you, and you bring me to orgasm so fast. God, I'm coming, and it's so good, it's so sweet, it lasts so long. God, I can't believe it, no one's ever made me come like this. And afterwards I lay there and you kiss me, and I can taste myself, and suddenly you're above me, still wanting to control me, to have me, but now you need to be pleased, and I'm so happy to please you, and I spread my legs, I feel my juices running down my thighs, and then you're looking at me, and you're entering me, and you're staring at me while your cock finds my lips and parts them. And then you're inside me. And I'm so tight. And you're so into me. And you fantasized about this. And it's really happening. And my pussy lips tighten around you. And my nipples are moving up and down with each thrust. And it's too much. And you close your eyes tightly. And you come. You squirt. Hot gushes of semen deep inside me. Because you want to be inside me. You want to engulf me. And afterwards, I hold you in my arms as you lay on my chest. And I stroke your hair. And I kiss you. And it's all been just as we both imagined.
Who's hard and wet? I just love that sexy story. Want to hear an even sexier one? Tell me what you liked about this story. I want your feedback. The more you tell me, the more I can deliver a story that makes you spill. I love listening to dirty stories. I always make sure my batteries are charged in my favorite vibrator before pressing play. Want your very own sex toy? How about for 50% off? Visit adamandeve.com and enter promo code DIRTY50 at checkout. They'll ship your new favorite toy for free, along with 3 steamy DVDs and a mystery gift. Order today so you'll have a new toy by the time my next erotic story drops. And do me a fave, won't you? Give me some love by leaving a review. It makes me all the more hotter for you and coming back for more. See you next week, lovers.